Jonathan Pickrell said basketball coach at Polo, they'll have their crossover game that they host against Albany tonight. Then they get into the final couple weeks of the regular basketball season and make the charge, I guess, toward the district basketball tournament. Polo was going to play Princeton, I think, when we visited last, and you were playing okay at the time, but there were some spots in some games, albeit against good teams, that would put you at a disadvantage in some of those games you just didn't win. Well, with Princeton, it sounded like it all came together. Now, it certainly helped that you got the monster game out of James Fleener, but, that's a pretty good basketball team that you beat that night.
Yeah, they are a very good team, very competitive. Most of their losses that they've had have been close games. So it was a good win for us as a team, as our lone conference win on the Eastern Division. Like you said, James played really well, but everybody else just seemed to be clicking that night too. So even when he wasn't being effective scoring, we had some other guys step up throughout the game.
Okay, Hamilton's tournament was a first-round matchup against Hamilton, and they would go ahead and eventually go on and win the tournament. But it looked like the 62-40 would suggest that you played with them at least in some spurts.
Yep, it was about a 10-12 point game with about 4 minutes left. I felt like we'd played a very good ball game. The difference maker, really, LaTroy Harper. It's really tough. He's one of the best individual players in our area for sure. He had a spurt there at the end, an 8-0 run just individually, and we just couldn't counter it. We got really tired. They're athletic, threw a lot of guys at us, and we're not a super deep team. We're only playing probably 7 kids most nights, and we're looking to try and build some depth from our freshman kids. So hopefully that continues to get better. But I thought we played really well, considering what Hamilton has done this season, and they're just a good ball club, and they found a way to close it out at the end of the game.
All right, East Buchanan in consolation round. East Buchanan wins 60-32. Did that one get away from you?
Yeah, it's a good ball game in the first half. About 3 minutes left before halftime, they kind of went on a 8 or 9-0 run to finish it out, and that really put us down by quite a bit, and we lost a lot of momentum after playing pretty well the first half. I think biggest thing for us was playing the late game the night before against a really good Hamilton team and expending a lot of energy. It really caught up with us on Wednesday, and East Buck really just put a lot of pressure on the ball and making our guys play full court trying to make it a track meet. We didn't have the legs to keep up with them.
South Harrison in the Tuesday game, league game, that was coming out of the Hamilton tournament. You had plenty of rest, I guess, at this point. A lot of teams are battling some sickness at this point. I don't know whether you were or not, but went to South Harrison, lost 56-46 in the game. They've been pretty good. Sir, South Harrison's been pretty good about being able to get out to leads at the start of the game. Now, some other teams have come back on them at that time, but this time they got the lead and just kind of held it.
Yep, they were up by 18.5. Really, the second quarter determined the outcome of the game. We only scored 3 points in the second quarter, and they scored, I think, 18, and they won the game by 10. So second quarter really dictated us losing the game, and we just had to play from behind the rest of the game. I thought halftime we made a lot of good adjustments and started putting more pressure on the basketball and kind of dictating what they had to do, but the issue is when you got an 18-point lead and you're sitting comfortably in the fourth quarter, it's pretty easy to just hold on the ball, and they made free throws, so they were the winners of that game.
All right, the crossover game that's going to be next, you'll have Albany in that crossover game. Oh, and an Albany team that's looking to compete as long as they can within some games. They're constructed with really a nice ball handler. Tom Sagan's a really nice ball handler that, if you're not careful, he's very capable of being able to beat you off the dribble. And then it kind of depends on, you know, what they produce around him or what they get in terms of production around him as to really about how long within a game they compete.
Yeah, I think they do a good job playing hard for Coach Cox, and I feel like they're going to go out there and give us a ball game tonight at our place. I'm just hoping the crowd and can get into it. We're having military appreciation night, so I know it'll be a nice-sized crowd. And just with the crossover stuff and not having the JV games, I think that our boys will be a little more excited for the atmosphere that they'll be involved in. And I know we've got some grudges to settle just from taking some lickings that we felt the last few weeks we let games slip away. So we'd like to go get a win tonight on our home court.
Okay, that's,
and kind of brighten things up for next week and the week after.
That's Jonathan Pickerel. He's head basketball coach at Polo.